Peace and love, peace and life, peace and blessings. Born intelligent, rising to heal. This is a new platform that I started. Actually started like maybe 3 years ago, but I just relaunched it. So I used to speak about different topics, but I'm sticking to the topic of mental health. And I spoke about reversing the lingo because mental health needs to be clarified. It needs to be identified. We need to know what that means. It's just not a random statement, mental health. Mental health. No, we want to help change to healthier mentalities. That's what I say, healthier mentalities. And this is a simple common sense platform. It's just about advocating to change our diet, change the way we think, changing our habits, of course. And I believe to have a healthier mentality, it comes with changing our lifestyles. It's kind of like taking out the trash, taking out those things that do not serve us. Just take it to the trash. If it's not being a service to you, the thing, whatever it is, it could be individuals, it could be something that you've associated with to make yourself feel validated for so long. And you know if it's serving you or not. So we want to take out the trash. We want to evolve. So, what I wanted to start off today and say, first and foremost, it is extremely cold. It's really, and I'm not even on the East Coast. It's hella cold. I almost didn't want to do the podcast today. Just wanted to really get in a bed under covers. Lord, gee, so cold. How am I feeling today? I am feeling good. It's always good with me because I try to stay in gratitude mode is my new thing. And not just because it's 2024, but just because this has always been my mindset. But I'm going like full-fledged. I'm going full-fledged. I'm not turning back. This is what I'm about. I'm about my evolution. I'm about getting better. Because I too, just as many of us, have to take care of our mentality. We have to take care of our mental health. We have to avoid those things that are detrimental to our well-being, our emotional well-being, our spiritual well-being, our mental well-being. It's so many levels. Excuse me. So many levels. And I was going to go in today, but I'm not going to do that. I had some excerpts. I was doing some research earlier on the topic of young black women who grow up without their father, things like that. And I wanted to read from it, but I wanted to make this minimum because I'm cold. And I want to get in bed under the covers. It's freezing. But I did want to just get on here and share a few words because I was scheduled to do it. So, as you know, my disclaimers, I do not claim to be a mental health expert or a therapist or anything like that. I don't claim to heal people by profession. I'm working on healing myself. I do not claim to be a therapist. I'm just simply exchanging information, putting the information out there to people who may need to hear words of inspiration or who can use some of the things that I am going to speak today. And if you are having mental health crisis or you suffering from trauma, contact your local office. When I say office, I mean your local authorities. They have hotlines in every state, I'm sure, that you can call to get advice on how to deal with your mental health. And also consult your physician if you're going through something so traumatic. Stop trying to deal with things on your own, thinking that you have it all together when you don't. It's okay not to be, it's not okay not to be okay, but if you're not okay, just accept it and find out what you need to do to be okay. You know, just focus on your healing, your self-healing first. Home remedies, healthy supplements, in addition to eating clean, which I am a heavy advocate for. I'm no extremist in that. In fact, I wanted to get to Central Market today, but it's, you know, you have to budget. So I didn't have Central Market in my budget today. So I had to go to the other alternative, which results to the regular grocery store or whatever, who doesn't have such clean food. So I'm just trying to really be careful and monitor my eating, the way that I eat. So as I said just a few minutes ago, I'm not going to go over the expert, because the topic that I wanted to discuss, it's kind of, triggering. And I need to really be careful with my words. I was going to let it rip, but I ain't going to let it rip now. I'm going to just wait. But this is a serious topic because it pertains to people growing up with not so healthy mentalities. They call it mental health, and this is a topic that can even bring tears to one's eyes. And this is personal, but it's not, because it's a common theme on the topic at hand of, you know, growing up without a father, things like that. Not things like that. I have a habit of saying that. I'm going to change that. So basically, that's the topic. And I'm not a surface thinker, so I like to speak about the topics more from a psychological point of view, as opposed to just looking at something and believing that's it. No, there's a deeper meaning. There's a deeper why, or there's something that needs to be investigated and researched to understand what's going on and why things are the way they are. Everything is cause and effect. Everything is a domino effect. And I think that we don't look at that that things are like what we go through is the result of something. But the only thing that we can do is control the way that we respond to things, and we have to work to change it. We have to work to change those things that, you know, that are sad for us, that makes us feel inadequate. We have to work on that, you know, because at some point we cannot point the finger and blame others, you know, for our, not misery, but the things that we're going through. You know, people have lives, they make choices, you know, and sometimes you're not a part of the choices, you know. So, yeah, that's basically it, you know. So I'm feeling kind of conflicted a little bit, but I know that, you know, things don't last forever, especially when you know to look at things differently. If you keep looking at everything the same, it's going to be the same. You know, you have to do something with your mental to change the way that you see things, and then it won't be so personal, I believe, whatever it is. So what I wanted to do before I get off, because I'm getting off, like I said, I'm cold, I'm ready to go to bed, tired. But it is, I made some bomb beans and pilaf rice and some roasted Brussels sprouts. So delicious. And I got hella full because, I mean, I should have just waited to eat after this podcast. But they was just smelling so good. And after I ate, I got tired. And in addition to being freezing. So, what I wanted to do now is, of course, you know, I'm about books and I'm about reading and just sharing information on this podcast. So, this is a book by me, Surviving Oakland, A Reflective Journey into Finding My Truth. I wanted to read an excerpt from this book because it's relative to what I was going to speak about. So this is a topic, this is on page 61, chapter 9, low self-esteem, social isolation. So my mind longed to be at peace. Someone decided to call me when I'm in the middle of a podcast. Last time that happened, somebody called and it took me off the podcast, so I had to do it over. So as I said before, please bear with me because I'm learning the tools. By the way, what I really want to do is do visual podcasts eventually, and there's a way to do that. But I just don't know how to do it. But it's a way to do video podcasts from your phone. So I have heard. I actually, you know, got some help. But I just hadn't figured it out yet. But I will. So please just bear with me. And I hope that you, you know, consider this information valuable. And I hope that it can help you. So, continuing on page 61. I cannot see. Lord. Yeah, 61 in the book Surviving Oakland, which you can get off Amazon or Barnes & Nobles. Okay. My mind longed to be at peace, but the nature of our environment brought sadness, both due to things that happened and influences that were attached to it. The existence of a peculiar atmosphere injected into one's immediate environments gave me the glasses. Get it right quick. I hope everyone's doing well out there. Good grief. Where are they? Shoot. You know what? I don't feel like with the phone. Okay, I got it. I've got the glasses now. Alrighty then. Come on. Alright, so my mind longs to be at peace, but the nature of our environment, our sadness, both due to things that happen and influences that were attached to it. The existence of a peculiar atmosphere injected into one's immediate environments gave rise to diseases of anxiety and heartache. These coexisted with minds that were programmed to look outside of themselves to feel validated. Those seeds, possibilities, would rather develop into corruption, envy, and regret. I was so self-conscious that I had been exposed to power manipulation as a victim of a low frequency, but later grew into self-awareness that the very nature of manipulation could take on a life of its own as an inner battle. I was unreachable for connections that would have been life-changing. I knew there were jewels inside of me. However, I didn't know how to articulate my contributions that would have brought my gifts to the table to influence others. I was mentally and spiritually bankrupt. I was selfish to hold on to my gifts, keeping them away from the world until I understood the involuntary violations. I, Amina, grew up resenting behaviors that I had adapted to unintentionally and felt the culture that tended to ignite corruption showed up in my life too often. So that is an excerpt from Surviving Oakland, a Reflective Journey into Finding My Truth. And I want to say this. So that sentence at the end was like so profound, because I know what I was speaking about a low vibrational frequency. It's like an energy. It's a dark energy that does not have any movement. It's just low. It doesn't even vibrate high. So being that, you know, I was around this certain behavior frequency or whatnot for so long, and growing up where I did, East Oakland, California, I know what it looks like. And it's almost you have to change who you are for the better. You know, you have to evolve from those things. And then we have to, once you know what it looks like, then you find tools, you find what helps you to get away from that. And whatever works, as long as it's healthy for you, it's healthy for your mental and your emotional well-being, you know, you stick to that because it is actually assisting you. It's like you're, you know, I don't want to use the language of angels and stuff, but when you start looking at things differently, it's really your truth will present itself in another light from another angle, you know, and it's clear to see, you know. But what I want to say, when you are in an environment that endorses that kind of like low vibratory frequency, it's kind of like I'm trying to find the right words to put it. It's you can't help but to coexist with it physically, you know, but because the mind can take you anywhere. You know, you reprogrammed yourself, right? You have a certain way that you do things, and you know, the certain ways that you respond. There's a saying out there, I'm not even gonna give a thought to that statement, or I'm not gonna give no energy to whatever you're trying to get from me, you know, which because you know that something like someone or a collective who have bad intentions or something, or maybe you don't, maybe you're just being paranoid, but what it is, you're protecting yourself. That's all it is, because you know the invisible force, you know what it looks like, you know what it sound like. It's like a feature or a character. It's a characteristic connected to a person that, you know, you recognize. And it's not even something like that you see, you know, it's something that you feel. You know, you can see them too. You can see someone or people for what they are. But what I'm talking about is behavior here. You know, I'm speaking about a behavior. And this, it, you know, we're not perfect. It's going to, you know, come like we're going to not have all good behavior all the time. But it's possible. I believe it's possible to have good behavior all the time. You know, I'd be embarrassed to show my bad behavior because I know that the Most High is watching me, and I'm going to be held accountable for everything that I do, everything that I say. You know, in this world, it tends to take you out of yourself, and it tends to, you know, have all of these different distractions going on, like with, you know, there's a ayah in the Quran that says, your appetite is unchecked by knowledge. You know, so we do things without having knowledge of it or not even knowing why we do it, you know, but we do it because it's the norm, you know, because some of us are hurt. H-U-R-D-S, we just follow the trend, or, you know, and I mean, man, this been going on for before I was born, so I know this nothing new of what I'm saying, but the point is that all of these things, you know, that we engage in, that we respond to, all of it triggers down to, is it going to improve our mental state, or is it going to be a defect on us to our mental state? So that's my point. It's just so important to just stay connected to your truth. It's so important. So that's what I just wanted to say. And what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna speak about what I wanted to next week. Like I said, I wanted to be careful with my approach because the topic is very important and it's still evolved around mental health or trauma, you know, things like that, because everything is connected in this situation. You know, people really think they normal when they not. People are really screwed up in the head. They really are. And it's sad. But, yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to share. So thank you. I'm going to be reading more from my book, Surviving Oakland, reading more excerpts from this book, because although it's a book of transparency, and my truth and my evolution from the things that I needed to evolve and grow from, this is also centered on the state of my mental health. And I share things, you know, just like what I just read to you about how low self-esteem really, really had a toll on me, on my well-being. So I'm going to be sharing more excerpts from Surviving Oakland. It's a good read. And this is a spoken words memoir, something that I'm really proud of, that I incorporated my art into my story. It's not a really thick book. It's only like 106 pages, but I think it's dope, you know, because I went in. I didn't, you know, get too personal with everything, but yeah, I took it there. And look forward to my next book that I'm doing, which is a children's illustration. The more that I speak about it, the more that I put it out there that I'm doing it, that I'm going to complete this project, the more motivated that I will be into completing it. There is some more editing that I have to do with it. And I also need a book cover and an illustrator who can draw me 26 or 28 animals. I believe it's 28. So that's I think knowing that is really slowing me down. Because it's just a challenge, you know, the financial part of everything. And I don't want to use any photos from the internet because I don't want to plagiarize and get sued, you know, things like that. So that's really the challenging part. And the more that I think about my project, the more I think about that. I think about how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. And I think that's what slows me down with completing it. But as I said, the more that I mention it and put it out there, the better that I feel about it. So look forward to that. You can go to the verse place. It's actually wordpress.theverseplace.com. And you can read up on a lot of the articles that I've written that is connected to Born Intelligent, Rising to Heal. But this is my blog, so I'm going to be putting information on there, on my blog, pertaining to my book, Animal Form and Environmental Function, From the Ant to the Yak. So look forward to that. And also, this topic that I'm so passionate about, the mental health thing, to change people to have healthier mentalities just by sharing information and getting tools from experts that God willing, I will be inviting to my podcast who can speak about it, the topic. But this project is called Trapped in Delusions. I've been working on it for like maybe 2 years now. I wrote an awfully lot of it. What I'm trying to do is print all that stuff out so I can read it, just not read it on the internet.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Okay, I wanted to pause for the call to prayer. So, as I was saying, this book, so I want to be able to print what I've written so far out, because I have to organize it. And also, there is a lot more that I need to write. But I'm really excited about it. So I'm working on that as well. But my priority now is my children's book. I just had a grandson. I'm just smiling as I say that because it's so beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. I feel like a new person. So I have things to do. And this book is going to be dedicated to him. I'm so excited. So he's my inspiration, my motivation. So yeah. So look for upcoming things pertaining to Born Intelligent, Rising to Heal, and my blog called The Verse Place, which is wordpress.theverseplace.com. It's not The Verse Place, it's wordpress.verseplace.com. Either it's Verse Place or The Verse Place. So, yeah. I hope everyone is having a good morning or evening wherever you are in the world. But I'm tired. I'm about to go to bed. I'm just saying, man. It's so cold. It puts you in a certain mood, you know. I mean, it's not raining. It's supposed to be an awful storm tomorrow. And I'm so glad I cooked enough, you know, food that can last me. I went to when I was in the store, those shelves was empty up in there. I'm like, man, where the food at? Because I made some beans and I wanted to make a, get like, I don't really eat kidney red beans, but I eat red beans. So they didn't even have the other red beans. They just had the kidney beans, but they was bomb anyway. And I was like, where all the food at? And I'm assuming that the shelves are empty because people want to be in the house. It was 18 degrees. And that was earlier. And it's dark now, so no telling how many degrees it is now. But it's awful cold. Soon as I went outside after I, you know, was going back to my car, my hand, although I have gloves, but I had one glove off. And that was a mistake because as soon as I went out, you know, to take my groceries to my car, my whole freaking hand felt like it was like nails inside of my fingers. I mean, immediately. I felt this instantly. Like, this is no joke. I'm from California, so, you know, I'm not used to this kind of weather. But, you know, Lord. So, I'm glad I got on here, though, because I was kind of uninspired. because as I said, I have a lot on my mind and I have a lot to speak about. And everything that I speak about, just know that in my mind's eye and in my academic mental, all of this is related to mental health. Everything. It might be not on a big scale or whatnot, or like a intellectual, psychological level or whatever, but just know that it triggers down to the cause of things that is now the effect. It's like the result of mental health is from a cause that occurred that you had nothing to do with, that our parents had nothing to do with. It's just a domino effect. And my goal is to advocate through sharing information, through getting knowledge, seeking knowledge, speaking to the right people on how to reverse the way that we look at things and reverse, changing our lifestyles and getting rid of some of the habits gradually that contributes to our mental health or to our unhealthy mentalities. So I'm going to be ghost. I'm going to be out because I'm tired. I just wanted to share some information with you all. So stay warm. Peace and love, peace and light, peace and blessings.